What started as a simple yo-yo performance ended up becoming a disaster, with the Emperor of the Land and his Penguin Army now after the character of this new indie platforming title helmed by Evening Star Studio. This wasn't her big break as she hoped for. This is, in fact, Penny's big breakaway. The platformer made by the team behind Sonic Mania, that if you listen to my last episodes of last year, and in my concluding thoughts, I hailed as my most anticipated game for the year 2024. Cut to February of 2024, when a Nintendo partner showcase not only shows off very promising titles like a new Monkey Ball game, another Crab's Treasure, and has a few shadow drops, includes the release of said most anticipated game. I was enthralled, I was excited, and because it was early in the morning, I was suddenly awake. I rushed and grabbed my gift cards that I saved from the holidays and decided to purchase this game and review it all for you today. Welcome to another episode of Late Night Sprites. I'm your host, Homecoming Hero, and welcome to my review of Penny's Big Breakaway. Was this the game that I was waiting for? Was this my favorite game of the year? Well, that still might take a little time to figure out. But did this game live up to the hype, or was this game a few tricks too short of a star performance? Let's dive into this yo-yo-based platformer and find out as I review Penny's Big Breakaway. Let's dive in. Our game begins with our protagonist, or as the soundtrack calls her, the Yo-tagonist, running away from the, well, army of penguins that was mentioned just a moment ago. You, using your yo-yo, are given a few abilities, whether it's to swing around, swing in mid-air at any time as you wish, dash, roll around on it, spin it to attack enemies, grab on ledges, and a few other fun little cool things. There are also power-ups spread throughout the game that enhance your yo-yo's ability, whether it's an ability to dash even faster or create a wrecking ball for you to ride on. It is a very varied game from start to finish. It doesn't give you tutorials all the way throughout, but rather gives you quite a bit at the beginning and builds on those skills as the levels continue forward and forward. Each world housing a varied number of levels, sometimes as many as six, sometimes as little as three, sometimes housing a boss fight, and sometimes housing a chase sequence. You never know until the game starts where the story is going to unfold before the credits roll. I will give a warning of mild spoilers ahead because, in order to talk about this game in length, I am going to have to dive into a few things and also the narrative of the story. This game is not just your simple run-of-the-mill save-the-day platformer, but there is actually a deeper story at hand and even more waiting in the wings of this performance. As a fan of theater, I am eating really good when it comes to games this year, whether it's Penny's Big Breakaway having a huge theater motif, the upcoming Princess Peach Showtime, or Thousand Year Door being set on a stage. In terms of theater-based gaming, what a year. But with Penny's Big Breakaway, all of the varied actions that you can do with your yo-yo is actually one of the first major qualms that has been drawing complaints that I would like to address in my own personal experience, as this review is my opinion and mine alone. If yours differs, well, you're totally valid. But with this game, you are given a lot of tricks to do, but one major upset is that with this game, which I played on the PS5, but it is available on Xbox, Switch, Steam, and the like, is that multiple functions are mapped to the same button. So something that you can do with one of the normal face buttons, you can also do with the shoulder buttons, which is fine. You can find a play style that fits your comfort level most accordingly. But I sometimes found myself accidentally doing things that I didn't want to do, like dashing, which can be revved up, sometimes even launching myself off the edge. One of the things that I found a little difficult is that Penny has a move. When she throws out her yo-yo, If you tap the button again in succession, she will launch herself forward, which is great in midair, but terrible in boss fights when I was trying to land a hit. I would end up launching myself into the boss and taking a piece of damage. So what I would do to mitigate this is stop, hit the boss, step away, give Penny a different action to do, and then hit again to land a successive hit instead of launching myself into losing a hit point. If you lose your hit point, you lose your score. If you lose your score, well, you're not getting the incentive for the end of the game. You want to get a high score when you reach the end of the stage, which involves you landing on a platform if you're not fighting a boss and doing a fun little rhythm game. And by fun, I mean sometimes very anxiety inducing, in order to raise your score and to get a snapshot. But every stage doesn't just house a get a high score, get something for the gallery, beginning, middle, and end to progress the story. There's also 6 things you can do in every stage, thus leading to 7 things to do in total. Getting the highest score, as mentioned before, there are 3 denizens in every stage that need your help, whether it's doing a bunch of tricks to impress them, delivering something and avoiding enemies and making sure it doesn't break, and so on and so forth, doing a timed challenge, or finding the 3, I think they're like medals. I think they're called medals, but either war, these are really cool, like set pieces that are usually hidden and involve platforming. You want to complete a stage 100% to unlock the hidden levels, which are in the post game, which when you 100% a world, you are given a super hard challenge where you have to constantly be doing combos and racking up a score to keep the stage going, which are really intense. I haven't tried any of them yet, but I have seen them in like footage and stuff like that, and I definitely want to give them a try at some point in the future. But how does this game look, you might ask? Well, it looks really good. Every world pops in terms of the graphics, and the music accompanied, written by T. Lopes, is a treat for the ears. Presentation wise, this game is great, whether it's the cutscenes that happen throughout the game that are super charming and just delightful, the great music, or the worlds themselves, every single one stands out. They have level gimmicks that make them stand apart as well, that never break the flow of the presentation. Again, the only qualm I kind of have is the gameplay being tough to master. Yes, it took a while, and yes, there were definitely a few moments of frustration because there was a platforming challenge that I would accidentally mess up at the very end and have to do over, but this game does have a casual mode and a normal mode, so if you want to play it like a traditional game, you can do that, but I went with the casual mode, of course, where there were, you know, checkpoint respawns and stuff like that, and I found that quite enjoyable. Some of the moves that Penny has in her arsenal are really fun to use and to pull off with combos. Specifically, one of my favorites is the swinging in the air, which you can dash, jump in the air, dash forward, swing a bit, and then dash again. The mobility in this game is crazy, and once you get a control on it, it's really fun. But that left me also slightly conflicted with helping the denizens. A mechanic that has you stopping and helping out the citizens, whether it's like carrying things for them or doing errands for them essentially, really slowed down the gameplay. It's almost like Penny's Big Breakaway was designed to be a balance of either a high speed level where you get through it as fast as possible, or helping out the denizens and 100%ing the level. Now, this game isn't that long, only clocking in at about 5 to 7 hours. So it's not the longest game. So maybe they wanted to either extend the game time or give you incentives to replay levels. I found myself skipping some of the denizens, especially ones in the latter half of the game, as I wanted to just get a move on and see the story unfold. But one thing in the game that I always kept going for were the gears, because I found them so fun to try. Most of them were platforming challenges, and if they ever make a sequel to Penny, I hope they bring this mechanic back and keep giving it the incentive of doing things like unlocking other levels. I had a blast with that. And presentation wise, this game had me smiling from ear to ear. The music is a joy, and I've listened to it in the context of the game and outside of the game. T-Lopes knocked it out of the park again, but visually, I found myself even just enjoying the levels or looking up the intro to the game, which is a really nice little fun touch when you boot up the game. Just looking at these very cute, fun levels reminds me of what I enjoy about the game, a bright and fun and colorful platformer, a game that just harkens you to come and enjoy it and have fun with the vibes of a Saturday morning cartoon that I enjoy quite a bit. I found myself having fun. Once I learned the mechanics of the yo-yo, I found myself having a blast and wanting to keep playing the game and enjoying it through and through. The boss fights are pretty enjoyable, and as long as you're not like me and accidentally dash into them, are quite a fun challenge. I also love the fact that there are certain levels that involve racing or running away, so it's not just a standard formula of a world ending with a boss fight. And some worlds don't have any of those. Some worlds just end, which I appreciate as well. I like the balance in that boss fights might be a little treat at the end of things. They were really fun and creative. Using the power-ups that you get for your yo-yo, whether it's the dash ability to help repair a ship or the magnet ability that helps you fight the robot, I like the use of the power-ups in this game quite a bit. And they help lend to the gameplay, whether it's for 100% completion or through getting the level as fast as possible. I feel like it does a good job at doing both. Not a great job, but it's a good job of giving you the options of either dashing through the level or really exploring and appreciating it. And I like that the option is there. Although I hope that when this team makes another game that they just end up picking one, which I would lean for instead of doing the chores and busy work for NPC, just a fast-paced platformer, because that's when I felt that Penny's Big Breakaway really shined. When the game was going through from moment to moment, and I wasn't stopping to help the NPC, deliver a sandwich to another one, I was having a all-out blast with this game. This game did live up to my expectations in so many ways. When I was just playing through it, blazing through the stages, listening to the great music and enjoying the worlds, avoiding the penguins so I don't get mobbed by them. Who knew that penguins were so intimidating? Like, I knew those guys from Madagascar weren't that trustworthy, but my goodness, this game will have you fleeing for your life from penguins and or smacking them. And or doing what I love to do, which is getting them to go after me and then performing a platforming thing that their little penguin brains are unable to do. And the boss fights were just also a fun, like, distraction, diversion, change of pace from that, where you have to be on your feet, dodging attacks and trying to find that opening. There was only one boss fight that I didn't end up liking, and I think it's like the second one. There's one where you have to fight this magician and play billiards at like the same time while dodging lasers. That was the only one I didn't really care for, but all the other ones were a fun time. Even the final boss was an absolute treat, not only with great music and great visuals, but also, just an all-out blast and a great way to end the game before the super charming credit sequence cuts in. But now that I've talked about the gameplay and presentation, it's time to dive into the story of Penny's Big Breakaway and why I think the story also makes this game a little extra special. The story of Penny's Big Breakaway as it begins, in massive spoilers ahead if you haven't played this game yet, follows our main character in her living yo-yo being tried for the crime of, well, exposing the Emperor Eddie's underwear to everyone. As you go through, you end up meeting other characters, whether it was people who wanted to be in the giant gala and were, well, in line at that performance that got canceled and are kind of upset about that, to maybe people who have a connection to Eddie as well. The story has a very sweet little message about creative differences, creativity, and the joy of entertaining others as well. It has a few very touching moments that were very unsurprised, and the cutscenes are really well presented, whether using the in-game graphics or these cute little hand-drawn animated scenes. It is just charming from start to finish. It is one of the things that I love about the story, and when you get to the finale, it culminates in this really great boss fight that is also narratively really satisfying. The game's ending made me smile from ear to ear, and I don't dare to spoil it here, and that was an unintentional rhyme. I do that from time to time. But with that, I do enjoy the narrative given. This game costs $30 right now at the time of its release, and I think it's worth it for the amount of secret levels that you can do, some enhancement items that you can get in the stages that I didn't even use once and didn't even know were there. The amount of replayability in the stages, the path to 100% to do everything, the charming story, and the perfect length, making this cartoony platformer at under 10 hours fit so well because it was really well paced. They had enough worlds with enough different gimmicks that made each world stand out, enough boss fights, but enough ways to constantly be changing directions, not narratively, but like changing directions in terms of this world doesn't have a boss, this world has a race, this world has a boss fight, making each world refreshing. Every world's ideas really just pop, whether it's their beautiful visuals and music or just being fun to go through. There are some worlds that I like more than others, but there weren't any that made me want to put the controller down and stop playing. And even then, if I had any rough patches, like say a boss fight or two, they were over relatively quickly and they weren't even the most challenging. They were just a little annoying. I think this game is worth it at full price, but if you disagree, this game is absolutely worth it on sale. It is incredibly replayable, super enjoyable, has a cute story that would not be out of place in a Saturday morning cartoon, and it's just a fun time. A fun way to spend either a couple days or over a weekend, which is what I did. I beat the game within a week of it coming out, and I think I paced myself just well enough that I was constantly enjoying the game and not burning myself out on it by rushing through it. I do want to keep trying to replay this game over and over again because, at least at the time of this review, I could see this being one of my favorite games that come out this year. This is a fantastic indie gem, and just the team that worked on it should be so proud of themselves. I'm honestly glad that we got something like this instead of another Sonic Mania game. As much as I want a Sonic Mania 2 or a 3D Sonic Mania or something with the graphical style like this, where it's like 3D, but also more so a level-to-level platformer and not open-world exploring Sonic game. As much as I want that, I am glad that this team was able to make something of their own. Their own IP that could get a sequel, could get merch, could get, here's hoping, a physical edition, and so much more. I hope they continue to make original ideas and original characters, because if they've shown me anything with this game, that yes, even though that there were some hiccups here and there, it was an overall super enjoyable time. A game that I can see myself playing a couple times over and over again. I definitely want to revisit this game at least one more time before the year is over, and I will probably play it here and there when I want to play a fun 3D game that has kind of a 2D feel, indie platformer. This is a great indie game and definitely worth your time. I think it's worth full price because even though it is a little bit of a higher price, the experience is just that enjoyable and it is super replayable as well as the path of to 100% and the bonus challenge levels, definitely reminding me on why I love games like Mario 3D World that had me coming back even after the credits rolled in a game like that. But that will be the curtains for this episode of Late Night Sprites and for this performance or I should say, review, I found myself enjoying this game quite a bit. I know I don't really do number ratings or stars or anything, but if I was to give this like a letter grade or like rating for people who like gauging things like that, I would say like an 8 out of 10, a 7.5 to an 8 out of 10. And I think like after patch fixes, it's gonna go to like an 8.5. And I can't wait to see what the team behind this game continues to make in the future. And I will continue to support them. An overall great game with a fantastic presentation and a surprisingly cute story to boot. I enjoyed this, and I think you might as well. You might enjoy it as well. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Late Night Sprites. I am Homecoming Hero, and take care of yourself, take care of your mental health, and I will be back with more indie game content in the future and more reviews of all sorts of different indie games as we begin this journey for newer indie games and older indie games, newer releases, older releases, digging into the backlog, revisiting some favorites, and more. Let's dive in and let's get invested in indies together. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.